Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We're here with you from California. That's myself and Gizmo, my dog. He's a Chinese crested mix, so if you hear barking, that's who's with me. Welcome to Totally Traumatic Brain. My book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, is my journey of recovery through romantic poetry. My show hopes to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury, to live with less resistance around it, and to move into an allowing state of being. I am Tyler Stanley, your host. I am an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI resource specialist. I have about 9 years in working with people with disabilities in social services environment. On today's show, I'm launching an open chat for us to discuss your gripes, your dreams, or anything else on your mind, whether you are a caregiver or survivor or struggling creative person. My website for additional information is tylerstanley.net, tylerstanley.net. You can buy my book on Amazon or from my website. It's poetry, as in my journey seeking independence and love. If you have any comments for me or would like to discuss your story here, this is your venue, not mine. You can call in at 1-347-327-9806. Again, that's 347-327-9806. There is also a live call-in option for those of you sitting at your computer. It's Click to Talk. Feature will allow you to call into the show from anywhere in the world at no charge besides probably cell-type minutes. If you have a question for me, you can also type it in the online chat forum. Welcome to my show this Sunday morning. It's Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy Sunday. I really appreciate you being here. Again, this is your time to gripe or to discuss or to share your problem, share your story. I very much would like to hear your story. Last week, I shared a few personal things. The show isn't, you don't want to hear me chit-chat about my personal life unless you want to call up and ask specific questions. I'll be happy to be very candid with you about my accident if that's what you'd like to hear, but I really want to hear from you. Again, 347-327-9806 to make a comment or use the chat box. Not quite coordinated enough, so I'm a little slow at sort of responding if a caller calls in and the flash chat typing. So just give me a little bit of patience there, and I'll get to everyone. Last couple of weeks since the show launched, again, this is just chat. This is just let's talk. I want anyone here, and I'm willing to do it myself, to dig deep into ourselves for success. The whole point is success and beating the odds and having a life that you choose, whether you have TBI or not, or a disability. I find that my TBI has actually created, since I've kind of walked with it, sort of like instead of for initially fighting TBI is a very dead-end way to go. Fighting the TBI won't work. It just doesn't work. It makes people angry. It frustrates. I've seen people break things, cause relationship issues. unnecessarily in fighting the TBI. The best thing someone can do is to admit it and deal with it. Like most all things, but of course this is the TBI show. And so in the last couple of weeks, I've talked about disability and how the world treats people with a visible disability. Again, with TBI, you don't always have a visible disability. That can be a strike against you. In the Bay Area, we have these yellow dots, this plastic that's put in the curb cutouts. I talked about that. That's really an irritant for me. It's so anti-disabled person, wheelchairs, crutches. I don't know who they put those down for. Somebody wasn't thinking at the top. Some guy getting paid $350,000 to do something so stupid. What about your state? Do you have those? I'm beginning to think the Bay Area is the only one. I'm not sure. I'd like to hear your response on that if you're struggling with those curb cutouts. Bus transportation and how to get to work with so many barriers against someone with a disability, depending on your disability. Do you have an experience to share? Do you have a gripe about social services? Or, hey, somebody out there has got to have something positive. Did social services do something great for you? Are you getting in-home support? Are you in a state where a caregiver, you know, there's about 15 states where Health and Human Services will pay a family member or a friend to take care of you in those in-home support hours, whatever you're assessed for hours a month. California is one of the states. I think New York. There's a handful of states. So if you're a caregiver out there and you want to be paid as a caregiver to take care of a family member, then check your local resources. Maybe the family caregiver support program in your area through Health and Human Services and figure that out. Also, what's interesting is family of choice. I touched on this just a little bit, having to pick someone to, like, say if you're injured, you have a TBI, and your caregiver is a parent. Usually maybe it's a parent. So your parent takes care of you, but maybe your parent's aging. And as a caregiver, they're very worried about you, and you're very worried about you and them. So it's finding a family of choice. In the lesbian gay community, it's kind of where that community has had to go in order to have friends and make a network in order that there's care with disability or aging. And I don't think TBI is really any different. I think with TBI, you're in a situation in your recovery at some point to need recovery and help in your recovery and someone to advocate for you. Having friends and making friends, keeping friends is very important. And I've talked to several people with TBI in my work, my 9 years working in disability community. I've talked to people, and it's a real frustration to try and keep friends. And most times, one pushes away friends and doesn't have the feeling that their friends really care about them, or there's embarrassment, or you don't want to admit you have TBI, traumatic brain injury anyway. So there's a lot going on there. Let's hear your story at 347-327-9806. And I just wanted to mention, too, I may cut the show short today because it is Easter in some homes. Maybe it's just a time to family gathering, so I may do that. But call in, and we'll stick with your call if you call in. So family of choice is kind of something I've been thinking about. I mentioned, too, that I had a STAR ankle replacement, which is a new and different kind of surgical technique. I'm very happy to say that I have it. However, it's a long recovery time, and it requires crutches and a handicap placard. So the placard, I wanted to hear from people out there, how do you deal with the handicap placard? I understand that if you forget to hang it from a rearview mirror in the state of California, you get a ticket, you pay the ticket. So don't forget it, because you're going to get a ticket, and they're expensive. However, I wanted to hear from anybody out there who has experience in that, because I'm not quite sure I buy the legitimacy of that, of quite the punishment, if you forget. It seems discriminatory to me, and I'd like to hear what you think about that. This morning, it's been kind of a rush this morning. I almost didn't think I was going to do the show, but again, I want to be available for you to call in and share your story. Again, this isn't supposed to be my time. Last time I had the show, it was very structured, and I had a lot of news, and maybe I'll add some of that back into the show. But my hopes were, again, my hopes were that this was going to be a show like last time, people called in and shared their story. So I'll give it some more time. Again, call in to make your comments, good or bad, 347-327-9806. And we're talking today a little bit about family of choice and having friends and caregivers when your parents age, the STAR ankle replacement, and handicap placards. But I wrote a little something this morning, and it's a little cryptic, so bear with me. But I thought this morning when I woke up and I had my coffee and my dog was sitting next to me, and we were sort of reminiscing, and I was thinking about what dig deep into my TBI means to me. And I came up with this, and I scribbled it down, so I might not even be able to read my own handwriting here, but I thought I would share this with you. What are your goals? Is it having tangible things? What would you love to do for work or play in your life? Is there anything that stirs passion for you? Okay, I mentioned a passion, as there are many of them. You can have hundreds or thousands of passions. You can list them. Last show, I got personal telling you some of the things on my list of passions. Driving a Ferrari at high speeds and early in the morning, a 2005 Spider to be exact. I love exotic cars and the ride in a fast car. I love speed. On a sunny early morning, or to write full-time, I should say and write full-time, I want to devote my next dream and my next goals are for me to write full-time and not have a day job, but to write my books, scripts, poems, really develop the radio show in a manner that really, really, I think, works for you. Imagine you are sitting, and this is my analogy, okay, because you've got it now. I like cars. So, of course, my analogy is about cars. I like airplanes and cars. Imagine you are sitting in your car in your state. For me, it's California. You're sitting at the curb idling, and you don't have any direction. So you're sitting there. You're listening to the car drone and the car idle, and you're pondering. Then suddenly you get it. You think about that list of passions. You pick a passion, and you say to yourself, I know what it is. I want to drive to New York or wherever your goal is. I love New York City. I would love to just take off and drive to New York City. But I'm stuck in my state, and for me, my state's California. Well, what's first? I have to find a map, or I have to create one. Most times, I think, when we have TBI and we have a goal, we have to create our own maps. Like, how many TBI maps are out there floating around? Can't, like, just go to your local corner grocery store and pay 50 cents and get a map for TBI to map out your life. Your life is your life. Put your car in gear. You've got it. You know where you're going. You've got New York City in your mind. So you head for New York City. You've got your map, and you see all the cities and the towns and states you have to go through to get to New York City. No matter what happens. But like life, see, this is the thing. Like life, you're going to have a flat tire. What are you going to do? Quit right there? No. You're going to fix the tire. You're going to call a tow, you're going to do, but you're going to figure out that you need to fix the flat tire, and you're not going anywhere because you're going to be standing still. If you stop at the obstacles and don't keep going, then you lose. Then frustration has room to fill in, depression, anger, more frustration. Keep your goal. Keep your goal. Keep looking into the eye of where you want to go, your dream. So you're fixed the tire. You're back on the highway. You're jazzed now. You're heading for New York. But you're low on gas. All right, another obstacle. Obstacle number two, running out of gas. You're in the middle of nowhere. Uh-oh, no gas. This looks like trouble. What am I going to do? Well, you can panic or have faith. Panic or have faith. For me, I take the faith. Well, maybe not all the time. I panic and then I take the faith. Then I get the faith. I don't panic for long. I've learned to just get the faith. So you keep your goal in your mind's eye. I've still got New York in my eye, and I see it as clear as I'm there. I put myself there. I imagine the bright lights and the city and all the noise and people hustling and bustling and the beautiful cars and maybe a drive up to New York upstate and the beautiful trees and Twin Lakes where the water is beautiful and you can take a canoe out there. Beautiful. Or maybe it's winter and there's lots of snow and lots of shops and things to look at. So New York for me is my goal. All right, so I hit into a gas station. I slip in there. I see it ahead, and I go, oh, my God, I can get gas. So I get gas for my car. I continue on my journey because that's the point, continue on the journey. So now you're in a hot state. You're going from a hot state to your destination, and the heat, the temperature gauge is moving over, and you're like thinking you're going to just boil over. And what am I going to do? Well, you can panic or you can get faith. You can have faith. You feel you can't make it. You're stopped now on the side of the road. You see smoke coming out of the front end of your hood. You have no idea what the heck's going on in the engine. It's just you know that you had to stop because the gauge went over. You think, okay, there was a gas station back there, how many miles? You want to make a U-turn. You want to quit. So you've had a few obstacles and you want to quit. Well, they're piddly obstacles. Most are. So you wait. The car cools down. You decide to go ahead. Instead of turning, making a U-turn, smartly you stay with your goal and you keep going. You start your car again. You're back on the highway. You have your vision. Great food in New York for me. Big city lights, hustle and bustle, Broadway. So much in New York. It's just beautiful. So I've got this in my mind. I've got to get through it. So my faith helps me get through. And that's something that really, there's a couple of things that really were important to my recovery. One was I had faith that it would change, that I could make it. And I kept starting over on that faith. Sometimes I called it, I was lying to myself. Because sometimes I think you do lie to yourself that you're going to make it against all odds. And what do you know? You do. So it's not a lie. So you get through this huge, these barriers, and it's sweltering heat. Now you're moving out. You think cool. You think cool, be cool, act cool, see cool, be cool. The car begins to cool down. The gauge begins to cool. You see you're going to make it. You're excited and rejuvenated. There's a hotel up ahead. You know that you need rest. With TBI, you need sleep and you need rest. So you pull over. It's dusk, you've driven a long way, and you've gone through a lot of obstacles. You feel pretty good. You've stayed on your goal, and you've kept going, and you're close to wherever it is that you're going. For me, again, it's New York. Next day, you wake up, and you're energized, you're rested, and what's more important about that is your compensation skills are refreshed. With TBI, when the compensation skills get tired, and you begin to deteriorate, you know, I've got to get rest. That's huge, critical. So what are your goals? So I reach New York. I get through all of the obstacles by having faith, believing in myself. Do you have a story? Call in 347-327-9806. Do you have a comment? Again, 347-327-9806. You can also do flash chat, and you can chat a question or comment to me. And I want to hear your story. This is your time. This is your radio show, not mine. Has anyone had a goal that they've reached? Has anyone had anything else that they want to share? Are there caregivers out there struggling to care for someone with TBI or a disability? Again, I have 9 years in disability services, I'm an author of Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. I'm very proud of this book. I wanted to share a little poetry, actually. A friend of mine sent me this little card in rainbow colors, and it says, "All I know of love is that love is all there is." Can anyone guess who wrote that? That is a quote, famous quote from Emily Dickinson. So my friend wrote that, and on the back it says, "Remember, love so-and-so." So maybe what I'll do is take a quick break and then come back to you, and I will read something from my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. My point with this is the thing that saved me besides faith was writing eventually when I could, but it was something stimulated in my brain. I believe that we have a romance gene in our brain. That sounds crazy to a lot of people, but I lived it and believed it, and I recovered because of it. So that's what my book is dedicated to, is that journey for me. So we'll take a break, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to Totally Traumatic Brain. My book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, is my journey of recovery through romantic poetry. Please call in with your comments, 347-327-9806. And I'm going to read something from, we have 7 minutes left, actually a little more than that, but I'm going to read something. Actually, I have a kind of an Easter-y kind of thing, but I'm not going to read that. The book just opened up here. This is called Erosion. Where earth fights not to be lost, gripping at edge, fingers grasp at a crack or corner to hold at tips, slipping without meaning to stop a stampede, the weight of your leaving, abandonment, rejection, betrayal, silence, breakdown. Face tarred, unresponsive to light, visible over time or transported, reduced to no matter at all, destroyed to never was, or worse, the fog. Reaching through agony, still searching, seeing light, momentum, release, you appear in dream from behind the red door. Impossible, insane to believe, you're the one for warnings lingering past the alarm. My one sand, my one soul print in creation, dumped, ravaged, and killed to death, wounds flying, once steel, now foil, so quick rushing to someone else to destroy what was growing, birthed to us. Fighting until nothing but our hearts are left, the bloody battle not to love, broken to love, our once again oneness. Broncos busted to a quiet dawn, incubating undercovered heat, pacing slowly to the noses, soft and supple, strong and stable, the scent of you colorized memory, the changed. For keeping faith, I lie safe with you now, not insane, visible all the while, never to be another or another or another, dust settled. We killed the avoidance of truth. We submitted to home, exhausted. Rising claim to our music, our destiny to song. You are forgiven in this life and our next, yet conditioned upon earth living, and you're holding me as your lover. That is Erosion from my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, Tyler Stanley, author of JBM and San Francisco Birthday. Maybe I'll read another one. Oh, here's a New York one. Okay. pink dress. New York for winter, snows deeper eclipsed, slick fog creeping down wetting streets. My mouth lay open wide to hear you breathe. My fantasy to touch would not happen then, or I knew ever you walked from dream overtaking me. Could I chance the love to fall so hard? Forced to walk the cold stair for soft and fluffy, best to be lovers with short-range hearts. My best opinion yet. I've got it now by months of trying, almost 3 years of dying, of pounding, of desire, of mouths shivering open, feeding wildly hungry for pink, of wearing tears soaking my French tuxedo. Suddenly you appeared last place I expected, on Highway 1 near the Golden Gate, where I jumped feet first against my wanting to live. I plead standing romantically at vertigo edge, smacking my head, cold drowning, remembering your faded warmth if it were ever not imagined. Fighting the current soon would pull me under. Why again the suicide attracted to the fall? The bridge strung her web in bloody iron, the end of feeling. Your returned love, mere efforts to soften guilt, too many remains are abandoned, unanswered, or worked. You leave better than you stay. Abandon better than tie the knot. Quit rather than sweat the annoyances of touch. Remain rusty instead. Heavenly early morning runs frightened, streaming from my pores, looking for an open doorway to heaven or hell, banging to get out, but not wanting to. An echo returns my pain. You cried in my arms, waiting, begging me to your bed. I was happy you were gone. Let me go, I begged upon your continued ovation. Called the demons, rid me of this infliction to love one that cannot love me. Tormented, soaking wet, snow sticking to my face, car lights flash, opening like a universal lens, wider, reaching, devouring, slowly chewing me. The ideal picture of two madly always twisted flakes in lungs. Can't pull away, melting. Wider the aperture, bigger your bite, wrenching at loss once mine passed. Shoulders pressed against the window, shall I resist the rail? No, I won't go, I pull back, dizzy by the long way down, looking yonder. Red paint concealed my palms where I was caught this time. Beauty physically, shiny like anchovy, blonde like Miami, flamingo feathers ruffling in the warm sun. I taste pink driving my car, walking in my neighborhood, smelly redwood scented by shade, pink in the middle of a meeting, feathers coo to intersect upon my skin. Sitting in the back of a taxi, it's pink. So back to the bridge to die, to cry, to live. Gamble with my mind. Cable cars and fog, running across Market Street last time I saw you. Crying with my soul, emptying slowly into vast spaces. My palms redder, gripping decisions, paint or blood. Do I jump or someone else? The pink dress. Pencil writing thinner and thinner words. Scribble runs fading from legibility, like paper the night screaming, graphite the hunted. No message this time, not another kiss to be, the quiet of over, the quiet of over. Our mouths never will again, subtle as snow drifts into the fire, settled in incompatibility. The reason why love doesn't matter after all, to the few of you who lose. That's from my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. Tyler Stanley, your host, I thank you for being here. And I'm hoping that you'll call in 347-327-9806. Happy Sunday. I'll see you next Sunday. I'm going to keep coming back till somebody calls and gets brave and tells their story. And let's talk. We'll be right back. Okay, we're wrapping up. We have a few more minutes. Again, if you want to get a quick call in, 347-327-9806. We've been talking about traumatic brain injury and faith and ways to get through it. Thank you for joining me on today's show. I will be here each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For those of you in the chat room, please leave any questions you have for me, and I will post my answers for you in my next blog. Thanks again. Have a great day. I just really appreciate being here. If you'd like to tell me some things you'd like for me to look into or to bring to the show, I'm happy for your comments. Again, I'm winging it. This is unscripted chat. And so call and at least tell me how I'm doing. Give me a call. 347-327-9806.